This is Gam Chat. My name is Greg.
I'm McCoy.
And I'm Dee.
We're three Filipino gay guys trying to make sense of anything and everything in the world today. Welcome to our podcast. This is our queries episode, queries time. We're answering your questions in this episode called
You've Got Queries.
All right, maybe I'm fast and you guys are slow, or vice versa. I don't know which one's which.
No, you're slow.
You know what? I was anticipating it and I was ready, but then I was still late. It's like
Filipino time. Filipino time. So here's how our queries episode works. Listeners send their questions through DM, social media, email, or leave a voice message through anchor.fm. We pick three of them and we just go in on it. You can even remain anonymous, but we will rename you with a tita, tito, titax. You know how it goes. Hey, McCoy.
Yes.
What's the first query?
So the first query is from Red, Sir Red, at hi9@icom. And he says, they say that there's a fine line between arrogance and overconfidence. What do you think it is?
That fine line?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I see overconfidence as like this very hyper cheerleader. It's like, yeah, we can do this kind of thing. Like, yeah, we're going to get it done. But with good intentions.
Mm.
But the arrogance thing is just more of like, he's just so full of himself that he knows it's going to happen, that if it doesn't happen, you can't really question him about it still.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here's the way I see it. Someone who's overconfident, obviously overconfident, but if they make a mistake, you can kind of convince them that maybe you should tone it down a bit, and hopefully they'll listen. The likelihood of them listening to you is there. Someone who's arrogant will not take any kind of criticism, and he or she believes that they alone can do it. And if they make a mistake, they didn't make a mistake, someone else did, that affected the result of what they were trying to accomplish. It's someone else's fault.
So it's like, in, you know, based on what you two are saying, it's like the cheerleader versus Donald Trump.
Pretty much.
It's an overconfidence. No, let me ask you a question. Overconfidence, isn't it just like confident?
Well, you can be confident.
It's just more annoying. Right? You're like, shut up. I'm like, okay, calm down.
We got it.
Take a Xanax or something.
In some ways, okay, so overconfidence. I mean, I feel like when someone says that, when someone is overconfident about something, I feel like maybe they believe they could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Versus someone who's arrogant and maybe, you know, it's just for show. Or they are, it's almost like it's a different intention.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just thinking about this out loud. I didn't Google this before we started this. So I'm just...
Yeah, no, I think you hit it with those two words. It's the believing and the intentions.
Mm-hmm.
With the intentions, it's more like it's a like a selfish intention rather than the overconfidence is really just the, I guess, the intentions of like getting it done, right? Rather like the other one, arrogance, is like about himself more.
Yes, I think you have some. Yeah, I think you're right. It's like overconfident is like belief that whatever you put your mind to, you can accomplish.
Yeah.
And then arrogance is you'll get it done because the universe owes it to you.
Little privilege, little entitled little motherfucker.
There you go, yeah. Yeah.
Is that the fine line, though? Is that the tiny fine line between arrogance and overconfidence?
I think the word you used was intention, and that could be it. I think that's the fine line, the intent behind your purpose.
I was thinking, like, the only fine line I knew was between love and hate, but now there's a fine line between arrogance and overconfidence.
Yeah, like, arrogant people will never take the blame and will never admit mistake.
Oh.
A mistake was done because someone made a mistake, not me. It's like that, you know, that way of thinking. You know, that whatever I did, whatever I turned into you is wrong because I was giving the wrong data. And it's not my job to check the data. It should just be right when it gets to me. It's like always someone else's fault. Like always.
But McCoy, why does it sound so personal, as if it's like something that happened to you last week at work?
Yeah, like you're like hypothetical, like it's the like, scenes. I'm like,
I think this is what it is. It's like it's someone else, you know, Karen. When you gave me like all of a sudden, with a
name. I really work with Karen. She's not a Karen, but her name is Karen, and she's like not the nicest person ever. But
the scenes that you like tell us are like very specific to
it's so pointed,
you know,
right?
It's so like.
I no comment.
You know, honestly, about like someone, you know, people that I know that are kind of, I don't really know people much these days or I consider arrogant, but the ones I do consider arrogant, I always feel like they're insecure.
Okay.
Like behind it all, really. And they just have to over like extend themselves and boast and say, yeah.
You just made me realize something. Someone who's overconfident has an abundance of confidence. Someone who's arrogant is not confident at all and mask it by being arrogant.
Boom!
There you go.
There you go.
So what's your coworker's name? I was hoping he'd slip and then actually say it.
No comment.
Nicole, what did our listeners have to say on this?
So, the first listener wanted to remain not really anonymous. The code name they wanted to use was from a previous queries that we had. So, Jessica Loca says, arrogance is you push boundaries without knowing your limit. You can end up violating someone else's space and end up disrespecting them. Overconfidence is you believing excessively to yourself, leading to errors on decisions, but it is not a straightforward offense as arrogance.
Actually makes sense. It seems like it's like a textbook. Yeah, it's like a dictionary definition of what the two are. Yeah.
Yes. The next one is from Rich, and he says, the fine line is the person themselves. And then Barney, our friend Barney says, line is drawn when the person loses their humanity.
Humility.
No, humility.
Oh, I've done it again. Okay. Barney, our friend Barney says, line is drawn when the person loses their humility.
It became like a Marvel all of a sudden. Like, humanity.
We're laughing because McCoy actually said the first time wrong. So...
Okay, so the next person wanted to remain. Go ahead.
Well, actually, you know, I actually want to respond to this. I actually like this one because the idea of you saying humility. Because I was thinking about how we talk about Donald Trump as reference and cheerleader, and I was thinking about Joe Biden, President Joe Biden now, and how he was trying to get our vaccination rates up, and he set a goal. And, you know, it was a very confident goal, high number that we get to like over 70% of Americans vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And we didn't reach that goal.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do about him per se, right? He didn't make it about him. He said, okay, now we just have to work harder to make sure we get it and find ways to get there, even though that we didn't reach our goal. And that showed humility, just acknowledging like, okay, we didn't make it.
Yeah.
Versus our previous president. Which has no humility.
It's really about recognizing that it's not about yourself. It's the bigger picture.
Yeah. So the next one, the next listener wanted to remain anonymous, so we'll use the code name Wesley. He chose that. So they said, outcomes and whether the person is ultimately adding value to the community they're in. So I guess that's the fine line. And then the next one is from Mars What Nah podcast, and they said, I feel like arrogance sounds more negative than overconfidence. Overconfidence doesn't have to be disrespectful to others. A person might be overconfident but still respect people around them. They know what they got and they are proud to show what they are good at, or maybe just show how they can be themselves. Arrogance is more selfish, where they don't care if they are stepping on others.
Yep. Hey, McCoy, what's the next question?
The next question is from Rich. What is one Filipino tradition that you love the most, and what is one that you dislike the most? Should I go first?
Usually when people say that, they usually want to go first, so you could go first.
No, because you guys are like, you guys are like thinking.
Oh, because we're thinking? Jeez.
Yeah.
Yes, McCoy, what's your thoughts on this?
One tradition that I dislike the most is the fact that Filipino families are very close-knit, and sometimes as an effect of that, they're all in your business. And especially when I wasn't fully out, I was getting a lot of judgment about that from my family. So that I did not like, because it seemed like they weren't open-minded. But then one tradition that I do love is also the fact that Filipinos are very family-oriented, because when you need their support, they will back you up. You know, they tend to stick together, and they will fight your battles. They will just fight your battles sometimes. And me saying that I felt judged within my family when I was coming out is true, but I also got a lot of support within my family when I was coming out. So my answer is weird, but it's the truth. It's, you know, because the idea of being family oriented and being a close-knit family, it can have its negative and positive, and that's what I take from that.
Yeah, for me, like my one Filipino tradition, gosh, that's hard. I like a lot of Filipino traditions. I like, you know, the monopo, like, mm-hmm. tradition of when you greet your elders. It's a sign of respect. I really like that. And then, of course, I gotta add more. I do like the tradition of Christmas time, of making paroles as an annual thing. I really like that.
Do you guys make paroles?
Yes, my aunt. God, that did sound right. Well, my aunt puts it together. She uses the bamboo. And I watch her. That's a tradition.
And Greg just gets one of those, like, the flimsy stick, and just swats her every so often if she's doing wrong.
So I just, like, you know when you say something as it comes out of her mouth, they're like, oh, this doesn't sound right. Oh, crap. But, you know, like, you know, I don't know about your families. Like, every Christmas time, like, I really mean my aunt. My aunt would make the paroles, and they get the different colors. We go to Michael's, you know, the arts and crafts store, pick out the colors, and then they fit a line in there. And then I realize that this is a tradition I actually just watch mostly, and I don't really participate. They don't let me participate in this. But it's fun. It's Christmas. That's one tradition I love. And what is one tradition I dislike the most? Mm-hmm. This sounds kind of weird. You know what tradition that happens in the Philippines that I have yet to witness but I don't like is during Easter time, when they have those parades and the tradition of the...
No. I think when they hit themselves and they get all
bloody. Yeah, processions. That's not a parade.
Oh, my gosh.
A parade to me is,
it's
like,
not a gay parade.
Jesus is alive. No, there are like...
What is it called,
they don't
though?
Always do that. Oh my god!
Oh my gosh! So why? Since you guys are familiar with it, can you guys share what it is?
It's not okay. It's not a tradition where the whole community participates. It's just like a sector of the community that would do this, and to them, they're trying to. I think, from my understanding, they're trying to emulate Jesus' sacrifice.
Yes.
By self. Harming, is that even the word? They just harm themselves. They have they get nailed on a cross. They have this like spike
really
thing.
Yes. Nailed on the cross, like, and then they would break nailed. And then they would get glass and they would break it, like, where it's just shards of glass, and then wrap it into like a ball, and then they'll walk and they would like hit themselves,
they would
with
hit
it,
themselves
right?
with it
on the back, and they'll have scars. Yeah. Now, is this true? They would walk into like the river and then they would get healed?
I don't think
so. My auntie
especially
told me.
No.
I was like, really?
Especially the rivers in the Philippines at this moment, I don't think you'd get healed. I think you'd get sicker. But if I remember this right, I think the Catholic Church, they don't agree with this. They discourage this behavior.
Wow.
So I don't know. People just take it upon themselves to just do this because they think that this is their way of confessing, but trying to be closer to God. If anyone, if any of our listeners know,
basically they're trying to one up the rest of humanity.
Okay, my God. Okay, I like how you went there. I'm like,
I went there because I hate that because I'm an Aries baby, meaning my birthday is mid-April, and Holy Week always falls around mid-April when I was a kid, and I remember when I was a kid running around with my friends, and someone told me, "Shh. You're not supposed to be happy. Jesus is dead." I'm like, well, bitch, it's my birthday. Ooh. It's like, what do you want me to do? It's like, I understand he's not happy, but hello, I'm celebrating my life. I think I've had how many birthdays where we didn't have cake? We only had pancakes because everything was closed because it was Holy Week.
Oh, my God. It's Holy Week?
Yes.
I'm not religious, so I went on vacation in the Philippines around April, and around Holy Week, actually. I'm thinking, oh, perfect. Everyone has a day off, and we can just go somewhere, right? Biggest vacation mistake I have ever made I don't think I'll do this again. Because in the Philippines, Holy Week, the whole city pretty much shuts down.
Yeah.
Most restaurants are closed. Almost everything is closed. Getting a taxi or an Uber, it's like hell. The public transit, like the trains and all that, they are shut down for the week. And then, fine, I'll just leave the city and just go to Laguna, to a waterfall. And half of the city have the same idea as you, and you see them at that waterfall. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know? So it's like, ugh. So I don't think I will ever do that again because me and my brother, there's no traffic. My brother was like, oh, yeah, let's go to Quezon City and let's go eat. I'm like, yeah, sure. And we got there in record time, 20 minutes. We couldn't find a place to eat. Nothing was open.
So it sounds like we all agree that we dislike the Filipino tradition of the Catholic Church.
Of Easter, you mean?
Holy Week.
Well, you know, it's supposed to be a religious thing. You're supposed to go to church and all that stuff. So, D, that's a purpose.
D, I'm eating pancakes again every year.
Exactly.
Who is this Jesus Christ? Who is this Jesus?
Yeah, I mean, you imagine, you're 7 or 8 running around trying to play with your friends because it's your birthday. I mean, you have almost a secret party, and then someone just an old tita just tells you, hey, you're not supposed to be happy. Jesus is dead. And I'm like, okay, rain on my parade. I'm not knocking yours with that guy swatting his back with broken glass.
But let me dissect this. Why shouldn't you be happy because Jesus is dead? Because technically, he's no longer, well, not technically. If you believe in the gospel, he is no longer dead.
He rose.
He rose up and went to heaven. You just celebrate this to remember his sacrifice. So Jesus is not dead and you shouldn't celebrate. No, you should celebrate because he sacrificed himself so you have access to eternal life if this is what you believe. So you should really celebrate Easter.
Or there you go. Preach, Pastor McCoy. Preach.
Maybe that's just me.
The thing is, they don't have bunnies in the Philippines at that time. I don't think they had the concept of Easter bunny yet.
There's no Easter bunny in the Philippines?
Is that a thing?
They have, what do you call this? Those hand-dyed birds in homemade baskets. God. But we don't have bunnies.
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't understand. What is this tradition?
So it's okay. I think I was talking to my coworker about this. What is it called? Is it Maya?
Yeah. The little brown bird.
The little brown birds. For some reason, I don't know how they do it. It has to be animal cruelty where they probably dip it in paint because all of a sudden the bird
they
is
dye them.
Pink, yellow.
Yeah, they dye
bright.
Them different colors.
A real bird. Yes.
A real live bird.
Yes. And then put them taxidermy, right?
No, real alive, alive.
No.
Oh, alive. It's alive. And they dye it?
Yes.
Yes. And they put them in this cage, just a round ball cage. And then they put the bird in there, and then you buy it
like
that.
You take it home. You have a fucking goldfish in a bag, but this is a live bird in a bamboo makeshift cage.
And it's dyed?
Well, It dyed, like whatever color.
Different color. Yeah. Okay, I don't know. I kind of love it already. I'm like, oh my God, it's so cute. Okay. I want a pink one.
I had one. No, but I did get one when I was a kid. I don't know who got me the bird. Maybe I wanted it and someone bought it for me. I don't remember. But yes, I did have one. And I think I ended up setting it free. Like I broke the cage and just let it fly because I kind of felt bad. Because what do you feed it?
Bird seeds.
Yeah, but where do I buy a bird seed? I was like 8.
I don't know about you guys. I think I just found my newest like favorite Filipino tradition is those birds. I want one.
Wait, so animal cruelty is your new favorite tradition?
Oh God, you just rain on my parade. So D, what is your favorite Filipino tradition?
Okay, I think I'm going with McCoy. It's but I mean a little bit adjacent to that. It would be like being Filipinos being so welcoming, like being familiar right away. That, you know, like when you go to a party, like it's like, hey, let's go eat, like, you know, welcome you, even if you just met each other. It's like you guys known, like you were a part of the family right away. But then the opposite side of that is like Filipinos being too comfortable. Knowing the fact that there's another Filipino existing in front of them to the point that they will ask him for like Filipino discount right away. And I think I was talking to McCoy about this. It's like, yeah, no, you're not going to get anything free from me just because you're Filipino. Again, like, then there's like the entire community that I have to give a pass. So that's kind of annoying for me.
Okay. I'll share an experience my cousin had when they went to Europe, and a lot of the hotel employees were Filipino. And if I remember this right, they didn't ask for this, but they got upgraded. And then when they had a problem with their room, they were like, okay, we'll just move you to another room. Like, no questions asked. They were like really happy that a Filipino family actually is visiting. Like, you know, they felt comfortable.
Yeah.
And they were super friendly, but my cousin didn't ask for any of this, but they just took it upon themselves to treat them a lot better, extra better, because they're Filipino. And same thing with I've experiences where Filipinos in other countries, when they notice that you're Filipino and you look like you're lost, you're looking at a map, they're like very willing to help. But also, like what Dee said, when I was working in New York, someone literally did ask when they found out I'm Filipino. They're like, oh, Filipino discount or kababayan discount. And I'm like, no, we don't do that. Like, what do you say? I mean, are you joking? Because it's not funny.
It's such like an awkward dad joke. It's like, yeah, you're the only one who's laughing at your...
But like they're asking, but there are these, like, but they're trying not to be... They are serious, but they're trying to make it more casual.
Yeah, it's like 50-50. It's like if it flies, good. But if it doesn't, like, I'm just joking. It's like, no, you really mean it.
So, McCoy, what did our listeners have to share with us?
Okay. So the first one we have is from Rich Flores. And he says he loves the respect of the elders and family. Manu po, putting our elders at the head of the family. The one he does not like is, he says, not applicable to me, but I hate that boys are circumcised at the age of 8 to 9 and the old tradition of doing it and not at the hospital. I cringe at the thought.
Circumcision, the Filipino way?
Yeah, oh my God. Yes.
You guys know how that's done.
Mine was done at the hospital and I was young. So, I think like he said, 8 or 9, and they line you up and then they do it like, I don't know, with like a machete.
No, with a bamboo and a machete, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh.
So they have to like, so the bamboo is like a little tube, right? So they get it and then they stick the penis on the bamboo and they pull the foreskin over the bamboo and then they get the machete and they cut it.
But that's like,
and they do it. They don't do it when they're like young. They 8 or 9 just traumatized. Yeah. I don't know. Do they still do that? They cannot still do that.
Well,
I have relatives that were circumcised
like
that way in the Philippines. Yeah,
I think maybe some areas still do it that way. I mean, not everyone can afford to go to the hospital, right?
Yeah, I think it's more a matter of accessibility for like health care.
But it's so simple to do it at the doctor's office.
But that costs money. I watched
my godson get circumcised. It's a relatively very fast procedure that they do in the hospital when they're babies. It's so much easier. But I can't.
And they make you chew, I think, guava leaves.
Yeah.
While
Why they get the machete and they.
Yeah, and then once you're done, whatever you were chewing, you're supposed to apply it onto your, you know.
What?
I think that's how it works.
And then you spit it out of your mouth and you put it on your titi?
I think so. Anyone who knows, let us know. But I think that's how they do it.
Well, you know.
So it's just like, so they don't care about infection at all.
Well, they've been doing this for like, I don't know, hundreds of years, I think. So
yeah, I mean, there must be something there.
I mean, not half of the population hasn't died off, so maybe something is, you know, maybe the infection is not a problem mostly.
Something's working. Yeah, something's working.
Maybe it's the guava leaves. The next one is from Sir Red. And he says he loves Pinoy Bayanihan, you know, when you help your community. And then what he does...
Oh, good. I thought it was a TV show. I was like, oh, yeah, I like that TV show.
Not and a TV then show. The one that he dislikes is utang na loob, or debt of gratitude. Especially utang na loob to politicians. Because what? We don't owe them anything. That's their job. And patronizing them because of doing the bare minimum is a big no. Utang na loob is like, let's say, I put your kid through school, right? And because I'm a jerk, I will make your kid feel like he or she owes me their entire life. And the one time they couldn't help me out when I ask for help, I will tell them, wala kang utang na loob. Because, you know, I will make them feel bad. I'm not saying that this is what I would do. I'm just using this as an example. And because a lot of people would use the idea of utang na loob that way. It's like you owe them for the rest of your life. Like you could never repay it.
And even if you can pay it monetarily value, it's just their action is like really nothing can compare to that selfish, the selfless act that they've done when really sometimes it's really... selfish intentions to hold it against you.
Okay, so basically one of my uncle does that to people. Yeah, it's pretty awful. And I think I was gonna ask him for help, and then my mom said, don't do it. I'm like, why? He's like, and she started telling me all these stories about how he would I was gonna say utang
na lo
loob.
Okay.
And she would tell me these horrible, like, guilt-driven stories that he would do to people.
Oh.
It, like, once he helps them out. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. Like, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, help because you intend to help, not because you're going to get anything in return. That's just me.
Yeah, but you know, Makoy, what I hate about that is, like, really the... passing on that information or gripe of someone who does that to other people. That's the thing that I hate that.
You mean like they'll gossip about them? Like, oh, that so-and-so has no walang utang na loob. You know, I did this for them and they couldn't do this for me, blah, blah, like, blah.
I would rather face it if they said it to my face. But the fact that they go around telling everyone else with really the intention of discrediting you.
Yeah.
That's the part that I hate. Because I witness that. Like, I hear that within family. It's like, why don't we just go directly and tell them what you want rather than going around and telling everyone else?
So let's go to the next one. And this person wanted to remain anonymous. So we are going to give them a Tito name, and it's Tito Ferdy. Maybe respecting the elder is one tradition that I like, but I don't like altogether. Like, when someone is older than you, it's disrespectful to question or challenge their way of thinking, even if their way of thinking is not right.
Yep, been there. Yeah. Been there, done that. I know how that is. So I've been in situations where I was working with like older Filipinos. You respect what they have to share and their ideas, and whether it's like ideas for problems you're trying to solve, trying to look for solutions. But it's almost like, there is difficulty when you try to have to communicate to them about your own ideas without trying to disrespect them. That's always challenging. That's very uniquely Filipino and challenging.
I completely get where he's coming from. I heard about also this thing on NPR where, like, you should get a mentor that's younger than you, because, you know, with times that are changing, they're more knowledgeable of, like, what's actually up and coming, mm-hmm. and really, like, new ways of doing things.
Yeah.
And that's, like, you don't really just learn from people who's older than you based on their experience, because sometimes those experiences are outdated.
That's an interesting idea.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah, that's what I was like, I have some friends that are, you know, way younger than me, and I actually just, when they share their experience of how they navigate through, like, say, work stuff, or in really sometimes it's more of mental health things, like, they've said it, they have different experiences where I don't see it as, like, something that I would have gone through, because obviously, you know, how everyone interacts now is very different from, let's say, 5-10 years ago when I was going through the same issue. So I really, like, I was digging that storyline. Like, if you get a mentor, you don't always look for someone that's older than you. You know, don't disregard someone that's younger just because they have different experiences.
I like that.
So chase younger people.
Wait, that was what you walked away with?
Oh, it went last second. Never mind.
Okay, so the next one is, next person also wanted to remain anonymous, so we'll call this person Tito Boy. And Tito Boy says, Filipino hospitality, I don't think any other culture can beat it.
Yep. Yeah. I think Tito Boy is correct on that one.
Very, very.
There's something where no matter where you are in the world, we're into Filipinos, and when they give that Filipino hospitality, I don't know. It just feels like home.
Someone else has said this to me, and they said Filipinos are very hospitable to foreigners. Those are a lot of those vloggers on YouTube and stuff. Like, oh, I love the Philippines. They're so kind. But do they treat fellow Filipinos the same way? Sometimes I don't think they do.
Really?
Yeah. Not all the time, but I have seen this before.
Like?
Like, they're extra nice to someone who is a non-Filipino. And then they're in customer service, for example. Extra nice. Go the extra mile. And then the next person in line is a Filipino. And they're like, they treat them like, oh, what do you want? It's like like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It depends. Are they nicer to Western?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
That's more of like the...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, have you seen this, D? Or is it just me? Like, have I just imagined this? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because, that Westernized point of view that... white people are just better than everyone else.
When they see someone, like a friend of theirs who has like a boyfriend who is white, ooh, you got a white boy. It's like that, right? It's like, yo, congratulations, you got one. Yeah. It's like that. But when but they're not so happy when it's someone who's not white, you know, they're not like, oh, congratulations, like, okay. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because to them, it's like, oh, I don't want to say to them. Yeah, just from what I've noticed, I just noticed this personally. So
Filipino hospitality, yay! Filipino colorism, boo.
Yeah, definitely boo. But it's true though, because for example, when you go to someone's house who's Filipino, the first thing they ask is, like, have you eaten? And they will, like, serve you food, like, right away.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. That is true, though. And I think, Greg, you had mentioned, and I had mentioned that, you know, outside the Philippines, Filipinos, they help each other out. So, mostly.
Mostly. Well, not everyone, of course, but, you know.
But there's also others who look down on fellow Filipinos. So I'm not going to go into that, but yes.
Yeah, that's a whole nother episode we could talk about.
That's a whole new episode. It's like, let's move away from this neighborhood because there's all these Filipinos in this neighborhood. Let's go where the white people are. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they say that, like they verbalize this.
It's a different episode. But I do get that.
Different part. Episode. Different episode. Yeah.
So what's the next question, McCoy?
So the next question is from Michelle from Mars What Nah podcast. So the question is, what would you do if someone you had casual sex with recorded you and posted the video online?
Without telling without you, right?
Your consent. That's what I would assume, yeah. Without your consent. I mean, with your consent.
Call lawyer. Call lawyer. That's not right.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
And if they're making money from it, I want my half.
Oh my god, just think about this. What if they posted it online and you're like, oh, and then all of a sudden it's like all these like thumb downs. That would be worse.
That would be worse. I'd rather not know, but that's terrible though. That's like a complete violation.
That is, yeah.
I mean, granted, it's like you had cat, it's like a hookup, let's say. It still doesn't give them the license to do that, especially without your consent. I mean, if you know about it, fine. But knowing about it, knowing you are being videotaped or being recorded doesn't automatically give them the license to post it online without your permission either, because you still own that video because you're in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I would...
I would sue.
Yeah, I would sue them. I would sue. I think in the Philippines... this was on the news. I'd see this on the news, how they would videotape them having sex, or they hacked into someone's phone and they took the videos and they would blackmail them. You can actually go to the NBI, which is the Philippines version of the FBI, and they will do like an entrapment for you. Like, you give the guy the marked money, and then once he accepts it, they will sweep in and arrest the guy because that's against the law. They take it seriously.
Wait, is that the same concept we have here about the like litigation for like revenge porn?
Oh, is there like a you can sue right for that for like damages? Yeah.
But is that the same concept though, like revenge porn?
Well, they're in the Philippines. They arrest you.
Yeah.
The NBI will arrest you, but here I don't know if it's a crime where you can be arrested. I mean, you can be sued for really anything, but you can be sued for damages because you violated their rights and their privacy, I guess. I don't know if they can be arrested for it. I don't know the answer.
What would your first reaction be? That you were like, let's say you were scrolling on like Pornhub or like...
And then you see yourself?
Yeah.
I'd be mortified. I'm like, oh my God. So I'd probably I'd email Pornhub, or in my case, X Videos, and say... You know, like, this is my video, and you have no authorization to post this. Like, I don't authorize this. And see if it can be taken down from there. And then I'll see the username, and I'll try to get all the info. And then I'd get a lawyer. A bit sometimes, how can you know who posted it? Through their IPO? Is that the thing?
Well, you know who posted it because it's the person you casually had sex with.
That may be... What if you don't have any more contact with them? It's like, how do you track them down? What if it's just like a casual hookup? Imagine if it wasn't even that good and you're like, oh my God, it's not even worth all the trouble.
It's the worst angle too, you know, like it's angle like doing this, like double chin angle. That's so wrong. You know what I'm talking about, right? Double chin angle. You're like, what?
You're like, you could have positioned the camera here.
I guess one way you can avoid that is like from them disappearing is you shouldn't always host.
Well, no, if you host, then you would know they can't videotape you because you have control over the room.
Yeah, but then if that happens, like, you know, they can't really, like, what if they say like, oh, you're going to wash up, and then they set up the camera, you came back, and it's like...
Sometimes they do that.
Right?
Yes, but the thing is, if they're hiding it, right, it's like... You would see if they're trying to grab something from a place that's hidden.
There's ways. You can do that.
There's ways.
Yeah. So that's why you always go to their place so you know where they live. and you could always go back.
What if it's like a hotel thing? Because I'm not, my friend always, this happens to my friend where he would go on vacation and he would stay at hotels.
And your friend?
Yes.
Your friend.
So I have a friend that does this. You know what?
His name starts with M and it ends in Akoy.
It sounds like Akoy.
I think we have the same friend, McCoy. I think we have the same friend.
I mean, so here's the thing. Before they come, you should be ready. So you watch your space, you know.
Wait, before they come?
What do you mean? Before they come over is what I mean.
You gotta be specific. I'm
people, when they come over, you're just like already set to wash your hands and all that. You know, you're wearing your mask because it's COVID. So if they need to wash their hands, they can go, but you have control of your space, so they can't be hiding anything around your room or your space.
And watch where they place their phone.
Yes. I mean, it would be weird if they're like, they put it by the TV and it's like facing you. It's like, what are you?
Like, why is your phone standing up?
Yes, it's supposed to be like laying flat.
You're like, why is your phone standing up and the flashlight is on? It's like,
that's blinding you. Like, is that supposed to happen? Well, let me ask you guys this. Have you guys ever been recorded, not in a sexual act or anything, but just recorded without you knowing it?
If I have been, I don't know.
Have you, D?
I don't know to what context.
There has been a case where, like, I went out somewhere and, you know how you get that feeling someone's watching you? Like, you know, you could sense some... Oh, McCoy, you don't have that sense, but D, you have that sense.
I don't have that sense, yeah.
You know, someone when someone's, like, looking at you and you look and they're, you know... I remember that happened to me at this gay bar in LA, and I remember I was like, why does it feel like someone's looking at me? And I turned and there was a guy... and he had his phone at like a perfect angle. Like he was looking at his phone, but it was like straight up.
Yeah. It's not natural.
It wasn't natural. I was like, that's weird. And then I was like, huh. And I laughed it off. I was like, whatever. And then I looked up behind me because I was like, oh, maybe he's recording someone else. And there was nobody behind me.
Oh.
And it was just recording. I was like, oh. And I shrugged it off by moved where I hid my face.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something like, I don't know, there's something so whack about it.
Yeah, it's like a violation.
That's messed up. That's so messed up if someone recorded you. Like, okay, let me ask you a question. If you agreed to be recorded and then you didn't agree to get it posted.
Completely separate.
Completely separate, yeah.
Yeah.
McCoy, what did our listeners have to share? What's their thoughts?
The first one is from City Boy of The Stories I Wish You Heard. And it's actually a GIF. And it said, the GIF said, I'd like to sue someone, please.
Yep.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can.
Yeah, hopefully. And then the next one is, once again, Jessica Loca. And Jessica Loca says, I will destroy him. Something Jessica Loca would say.
Thanos. Like we just snap the finger and just disappear.
And then at Hill Pineda says, I'll say to myself, my Paris Hilton fantasy is fulfilled.
Oh my God.
And then Wendy said, kill them. That's it. That's all. That's all she said. And Rich said, I'd freak the fuck out and be pissed, then watch it and then save it to my external drive.
Oh my gosh. I guess there is some kind of like fantasy about it, right?
Well yeah. Some people, I guess, like it or are into that. So I'm trying to think if I would be into that. I don't think I would be. I'll try it one day. I'll let you know.
I think, like you said earlier, I think it depends on the angles, the lighting.
Oh, the lighting.
I mean, if I'm in control of it, I'm in control of it, then, you know, I could, and it's my choice and it's whatever. So I guess that's fine, but I'll keep it to myself. We'll see.
Right. You'll be like, there has to be like, you know, production, different camera angles. It can't be just like in one. Like it has to be like complete work.
So you're saying I should buy a selfie stick?
No, but you're not gonna hold the selfie stick the entire time you're getting rammed. It's like
while you're getting rammed, really?
It's like It's like, hey, wait, let's stop. Let's change the angle. And, like, you know, like, kind of like production. Like, make it, like, at least an entire work, not just, like...
Well, you can have one on one wall, another one on the other wall, and then...
So, okay, you can so have you're one now you going to do, like, jump cut edits. It's like layer, and then you're going
to
do...
Well, yeah, it's like, you know, this scene, and then you go back, and you go to this scene, or this angle, and you go to this angle. Or you could, like, you know, picture in picture, whatever you call that, and it's just, like, floating on the side, you know, different angle.
If you guys go through all that work to set it up, you should post it, because that's a lot of work.
Exactly, yeah. If it's that much work, then it has production value, then go ahead and
Well, maybe
post
I can
it.
Just hire someone here, edit this, make it look
good. And then like give me a soft draft and I'll you know I'll give you some notes.
Yes. Don't forget the filter.
Okay, so let's see.
Oh wait, let me actually yeah. Let me ask you this, Scott. If they were to post the video online. And nowadays, you could throw an emoji face on the actual face, like you cover the face. Mm-hmm. Would that still bother you guys?
Yes, it would still bother me because I still know it's me. I would be less bothered, but I'd still be bothered. Yeah. So the next one is from Barney, and he said, he laughs, and he said, that would never happen to me. And yes, it would never happen to Barney. I can almost guarantee that. And then Tito Ferdy says, yikes, I would die. Yeah, and Tito Boy said, I'll move to Alaska, hide, and live in an igloo. Do they still have igloos?
Yeah, you can still make one.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm sure they have...
But I don't think he was... I don't think Tito Boy was actually being serious about the igloo part, though, McCoy.
Oh, well. Hey, that's what they wrote. I take their word for it. Okay, let's see. And then Mars What Nah podcast says, report them to the police.
Yes.
But... Would you here in the U.S. would you do that, or just have it taken down? And like, how would you handle that situation?
Here, it would be lawyer up.
I mean, is it like, do they have access to it? Yeah, lawyer, right? But which police agency or which?
Well, I think in I would probably say that we're in Los Angeles. We'll have an easier time to find police to actually address this issue than other places.
Yes, that's but would they say
we have,
like
we have more resources?
Where was it posted? Is it their jurisdiction? Because this person might not be in the California area. You know what I mean? Like, how? I don't know.
You know what? This is an Olivia Benson question of Law and Order SVU.
SVU.
So
what's SVU?
Special Victims Unit. Yeah. So the next one is from Sir Red, and he says, if there's no consent, I will definitely cut my ties with that person and go as far as suing him because that's a crime. So in Sir Red's situation, he would definitely know them before this would ever happen. Because me, I would probably not know them.
Yeah.
There's
so
no
so that's the difference ties between to cut. You guys. Yes.
And now we know where you go,
so the McCoy. Ties were cut... Like when you left the premise.
Yes, pretty much.
when you left the alley, you're like, I'm done.
Alley? I'm no alley cat.
She's a classy bitch.
I'm a classy alley bitch. Okay, so let's see. The next one is from our friend Darv. And he says, this actually happened to me. I messaged the user and asked him to take it down. He didn't believe it was me on the video. As proof of identity, I told him, you made me watch clips of him on Baywatch Hawaii before sex and that I lied about my age and I was only 17 at the time of filming.
Wow. So wait, this creeper was on Baywatch Hawaii, the TV show then?
That's what I would assume. Based on what our friend Darv is saying. And also the idea that he was only 17 at the time of filming, that's technically child porn. So if I was the person that posted this, I would be like shitting bricks, delete it from everything but they can still trace it back to you.
Okay, let's add this in the scenario. Mm-hmm. Imagine you were in Darv's position, right? Mm-hmm. but Baywatch Hawaii, meaning there's a chance that it could have been Jason Momoa. Does that change
the equation?
Yeah, it does change everything. Yeah. I mean, Jason Momoa,
I don't think Jason Momoa would be posting sex videos of him.
But let's just say it was. What would be your reaction now?
Well, it's not like I'm going to have constant contact with him and keep doing it over and over. The act was done, and I'm like... I mean, if we're going to do this again, then maybe I'll give you permission. But if it's just like a one-time thing, it's like, no.
Would you still feel violated if it was Jason Momoa?
I would still feel violated because the video has been posted. But yes, I would. I enjoyed the, you know.
So you would be more like Rich and like, yeah, I'll get pissed, but I will save it in my hard drive.
Definitely. But I'd still be pissed.
Why did you just leave? Why didn't you call me? Like, you know, this coming up.
And, oh, I mean, I could say like, look, I don't like the angle. We could redo it.
Oh my gosh. Have you guys ever seen Jason Momoa in person?
No.
No, but I can imagine how.
Oh my God. He's tall. He's like a, he has like a god physique. Like it's just like massive. Like, oh my gosh.
Okay, but see, Baywatch Hawaii Jason Momoa.
He was youngin.
Or today's Jason Momoa.
Today's Jason Momoa. Jason Momoa, for sure.
But wait, Jason Momoa was actually in Baywatch? Hawaii?
Yes, that's where he started.
Oh. He was really, really young.
Yeah.
Back then, like young.
And complete opposite of what you see him as now.
Oh.
Oh God, oh. Greg, watch yourself.
Oh my God.
Calm down.
Sorry, just wow. Set some visuals. I want to click like.
Okay.
Okay, so this is interesting because if it was a celebrity, I would probably like go back to your question, D. I would still wrong. If it's underage, it's still wrong.
Definitely.
But,
yeah.
I mean,
but what if it's like some extra who had like a couple of scenes, see clips of him on Baywatch. It's not even scenes. It's like clips. Look, I passed by. I was behind them in the cafe. That's me.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
But he's a recurring. Because clips is more than one.
A recurring okay, or extra.
Two. It could be two. Two times. Two clips. He was on Baywatch Hawaii. And some random person in the coffee shop.
But let's be honest. If Darv had to hit him up and like take it down, he's obviously not like... You know,
Jason Momoa.
Momoa.
Okay, at max, David Hasselhoff. Because he was still in the Baywatch Hawaii.
Oh, he was? Yeah. I like Dave. I used to have a crush on David Hasselhoff as Knight Rider. Who didn't?
Yes, I guess.
I did.
Right? Really? You did
it?
In the leather jacket, leather pants,
well,
right?
Mine was, what's his name? Dang it. Monica's
Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
Yes, Tom Selleck. There you go.
Yes.
Which, by the way, for some reason, like, out of nowhere, I was trying to find that picture. I could never find it anymore.
Oh, he was selling with a girl or something?
Yes.
With nothing but a, like a
like
a cloth.
Google like deleted him from the internet.
Wow, he must have really good people.
Yes. Lawyer up. See? He lawyered up.
So thank you for your queries, Sir Red, Rich, and Michelle from Mars Whatnot. Let us know how you would answer these questions yourself. We want to hear your answers, and we'll read them on a future episode.
That's our queries episode. If you'd like to leave a comment or have a question for us, we will respond. You can reach us at...
on social media, or on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and CuriousCat at GamChat Podcast.
Or you can email us your questions at GamChat Podcast. Also, you can leave us your voicemail at anchor.fm/GamChat Podcast.
And we'll catch you on the next one.